Hello?
Hi, my name is Sam, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. So are you a legal resident of Minnesota by any chance?
Yep.
Great. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yeah.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I think gun violence and education.
All right. Thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue for you?
Can you repeat it? I'm sorry.
No problem. So what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
For Minnesota,
pretty much that's open, like in the States, we can say. The next question is
okay.
For Minnesota specifically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I would say getting off fossil fuels. Is the big one, and then like for Minnesota specific, to like protect boundary waters, and just there should be no more mining, or the mining companies don't need to even be testing. Like, I believe that is like for Minnesota protecting natural resources.
All right, thanks for sharing. Now let me ask you the next. Using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one is agriculture and farming. Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm going to say fair.
Thank you. What about electric utilities? How would you rate them?
Fair, also.
What about medical manufacturing?
That one, I don't feel well informed enough, really, to know.
Right, no problem. That's an answer. What about refining? How would you rate it?
That you said refining? Like, oh,
that's
mineral
correct.
Refining? Yeah, no, they're poor.
All right, thanks for sharing. What about mining?
Poor.
Thank you. And forest products.
I would say fair to good.
All right. Thank you. Now, using the same scale, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? First one is environmental groups. How would you rate them?
I think they're pretty good.
All right, thank you. What about county land departments?
Also pretty good. Mm-hmm.
All right. Forest and timber industries?
I think you do a very good job.
All right. Would you say excellent or just good?
I will say excellent.
All right. What about U.S. Forest Service?
U.S. Forest Service. And this, you're asking me the job that they do in Minnesota specific, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, I would say they do an excellent job.
All right. And what about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
They do a good job.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me move on to the next one. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it's very important, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
I think it's very important.
Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat, not too, or not at all significant?
I would say, like, somewhat significant.
All right, thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make a paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same, or fewer than harvested?
I would say fewer than harvested, because I always feel like it's a game of catch-up before
All right.
I realized it was a problem. Yeah.
Got it. Thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? Based on what do you think?
That's a hard question. I really don't know. I would just guess that there's less. But I should look it up, I guess.
No problem. That's okay. Now, next question. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I don't know. Now I want to look all this stuff up. I want to do research on how sustainable
it is. That's good. That's the purpose of this survey. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
I would say negative, and if you could get to neutral at best.
All right. All right, now the next question is, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I do not.
All right.
I do not.
Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area or not?
Yeah, but I would say, like, very, you know, for what's prudent, you know, like, only when necessary, but trying not to.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Again, I want to know, like, yeah, if that can be done, you know, so it is neutral to the wildlife and the environment. And I would be okay with it if it was.
All right, good. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel, or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No, I don't think that's good.
All right. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yeah, that is okay.
All right, thank you. Now, have you ever seen, read, or hear any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
Yes, I mean, I try to follow the news pretty closely, and I've lived here 25 years, so I'm sure I've read at least a half dozen articles.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
No.
All right. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
Yes, from time to time.
All right. Good. Now, The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component to the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I think it is significant, yeah.
All right.
And would be for a while.
Thank you. Now, let me move on. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment, operators, and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Yeah.
Would you support? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I do support, yeah.
All right. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment on its forest industries workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classrooms outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry?
Yeah, but did you say 8 million or 8 billion? That was hard to tell.
8 million.
Yeah, uh-huh. That makes
all
sense.
Right. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of several components of the program, and after each one, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Here's the first one. Mm-hmm. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose that?
Of the who?
Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Yeah.
Support? Okay.
Yeah.
The next one is increase the numbers and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest in industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Oh, yeah. I support.
Thank you. Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, the questions right now, just a few last questions about you and your household. So what is the highest level of education you have completed?
For our household, a master's degree.
All right. Thank you so much. What is your age?
I am 48 years old.
Thank you so much. How would you describe the area community or the community where you live? It's a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
It is right on the like edge of downtown St. Paul and where it starts to get kind of suburbanish. But then like our neighborhood is really quiet, wooded area.
All right. Thank you. Now, if your annual household income less than 25,000, 25 to 49,000, 50 to 74,000, 75 to 99,000, or 100 plus thousand?
100,000 plus.
All right, thank you. And do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
In general, liberal, progressive.
All right. Thank you so much. And in which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional, trade or business owner, a white-collar professional, service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, homemaker, a student or not employed? Which one would you pull?
I would put, well, I guess at the end of the day, like, technology, retail.
All right. Thanks so much. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I am personally identify male.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, I really appreciate your time here. That was actually the last question of the survey. So thank you so much again for your time, sir. Have a good night.
You too. Yeah, I'm going to look some stuff up. That was thought-provoking. Thanks.
That's good. Have a good one.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Bye.